It dominates the skyline of Boonville, Missouri. If you're from Boonville, you might chuckle at that statement, given the buildings here aren't too tall, but nonetheless, it's a building with quite a story, and we go there on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
In the 1830s, Boonville, Missouri was a growing and promising young town. Locals decided they wanted to promote the arts and formed a thespian society. It was a unique endeavor for those times on the edge of the frontier.
This is going to be somewhat of a little unusual happenstance, but the thought is that Boonville is going to take off and be the next large city in the area.
Laura Wax is the director of the Friends of Historic Boonville. The Thespian Society hosted and produced a number of events just using what building space it could find. But by the 1850s, the society was looking for a permanent home.
It was decided that they needed a set place in which to do this, so fundraising commenced, and then in 1855, construction started on what we now call Thespian Hall.
The residents of Boonville built a place that would get noticed, a place that would stand the test of time.
The building is a four-story Greek Revival theater. It consists of a two-level, what we now consider playhouse, with a grand ballroom up on the third floor and a basement beneath.
The city of Boonville continued to grow, but Thespian Hall has remained the top of the skyline for a century and a half.
It's quite a large, imposing building, and it's very easy to see from a long distance. I don't know if it's the tallest building in town, but if it's not the tallest, it's the second tallest.
It's undergone renovations to bring it back to the elegance of when it was first built.
We've got a huge 48 by 52 foot stage at the back of the theater with box seats flanking either side and has a horseshoe shaped balcony. And it's very gilded, I guess is a good word for it. We've got lots of gold.
But this theater was in danger in its first decade of existence when something other than a new play came to town. That story is next time as we travel the countryside. In Boonville, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.